This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister today inaugurated the Semiconductor Assembly, Test and Packaging ATMP facility of Micron Semiconductor Technology India Private Limited in Sanand during his visit to Gujarat. The inauguration marks a significant milestone in India's semiconductor manufacturing journey with the commencement of commercial production and shipment of the first Made in India semiconductor memory modules from the Sanand ATMP facility. Now we take you live where Prime Minister is addressing the event.
जैसे जैसे इलेक्ट्रॉनिक कंपोनेंट मैन्युफैक्चरिंग का दायरा बढ़ता जाएगा तो सेमीकंडक्टर्स की डोमेस्टिक डिमांड भी उतनी ही बढ़ती जाएगी। यानी भारत में इन्वेस्ट करने वालों के लिए डोमेस्टिक मार्केट और ग्लोबल अपॉर्चुनिटीज दोनों सामने खड़ी है। साथियों, सानंद के इस पूरे क्षेत्र से मेरा विशेष लगाव रहा है। सानंद तो वो धरती है जो मिट्टी को भी सोना बना देती है। ये मैं आपको अपने अनुभव से बता रहा हूं। यहां जो थोड़े लोग अगर सानंद के बैठे होंगे, एक वक्त था जब मैं कभी बस से यहां आता था और साइकिल पर यहां की गलियों में घूमता रहता था। एक छोटा सा कस्बा था, यहां से साइकिल लेकर के ऊपरदर तक जाता था। यानी एक प्रकार से ये मेरा कार्यक्षेत्र रहा लंबे अरसे तक, और मैंने अपनी आंखों के सामने सानंद को बदलते हुए देखा है।
Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi launched a nationwide campaign for human papillomavirus HPV vaccination for girls aged 14 years at Ajmer in Rajasthan. The Prime Minister also inaugurated, dedicated and laid the foundation stone of various projects worth over 16,000 crore rupees. Speaking on this occasion, the Prime Minister said the HPV vaccination campaign is an important step in preventing cervical cancer in women. Israel and United States launched attack on Iran today. The Israeli military in a statement said it is conducting a broad strike on a number of military targets belonging to the Iranian regime in western part of the West Asian country. Explosions have been reported in multiple Iranian cities, including capital Tehran. U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed in an 8-minute long video posted on a social media platform that Washington has begun a military campaign in Iran.
A short time ago, the United States military began major combat operations in Iran. Our objective is to defend the American people by eliminating imminent threats from the Iranian regime. It's been mass terror, and we're not going to put up with it any longer. From Lebanon to Yemen and Syria to Iraq, the regime has armed, trained, and funded terrorist militias that have soaked the earth with blood and guts. And it was Iran's proxy Hamas that launched the monstrous October 7th attacks on Israel. It was brutal, something like the world has never seen before.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu confirmed that Israel and the United States have carried out a joint military operation dubbed Operation Lion's Roar against Iran. Israel's Defense Minister Israel Katz has declared a state of emergency across the country. In Tehran, strike also happened near the offices of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Following the attacks, Iran has shut down its airspace and mobile phone services have been disrupted. In retaliation, Iran's Revolutionary Guards, IRGC, said all Israeli and U.S. bases in the region had been struck by Iranian missile attacks today. India has issued an advisory urging all Indian nationals in Israel to exercise utmost caution and remain vigilant at all times in view of the prevailing security situation in the region. And that is the end of this news bulletin.